So Colette, thanks very much for coming into studio. It's lovely to have you here.
Thank you, Amber. Thanks for inviting me.
Delighted to have you on the show again. So tell us, how have businesses in Tralee and the greater area, I suppose, found the last year?
I suppose it's been a year, like a lot of the previous years, it's been a mixed sort of bag, you know. There have been challenges, but for Tralee overall, I would say overwhelmingly positive though. You know, we've had a great year with festivals and we had great boosts with our Tidy Towns win as well. So no, things are looking good at the moment. We had a good bumper Christmas period, so we're quite positive now going into the new year.
That's great to hear. Fantastic. And I know, I'd say October time, I think back when the budget was announced, we spoke about the 9% VAT rate coming back in. But as we know, I suppose it won't be coming back in until July. So while there is a delay in bringing it in, I know that's not obviously ideal. How are businesses maybe feeling about it at the moment? Or are they kind of confident that it will give them a bit of a boost?
I think they are confident. It's positive. Obviously, it would have been a lot better had it come in now. You know, that would have been the ideal, you know, because there were other, I suppose, costs put on businesses that really almost offset those, you know. But look, it's great that it's coming in and we'll focus on that, yeah.
Yeah, that's great to hear. And I suppose another kind of good news story for Tralee as well was that the Department of Justice has received funding allocation to begin construction of a new courthouse. So great to see, I suppose, investment coming down to Kerry and into the town as well. And I know that there is a lot of mixed feelings, I suppose, about the location of the courthouse. But I suppose now that we're seeing progress in it, Colette, would the Chamber have a view maybe on the existing building? And would you like to see something maybe done for that, I suppose, to keep it in use? Because it is a prominent building in the town centre.
I think that has to be prioritised, absolutely, because it's an iconic building for Tralee. It's a huge part of the identity of the town. It's great to see the investment in the town coming in, you know, we're obviously welcome that, but there needs to be a plan put in place ASAP for that building to maintain it, because, you know, like a lot of buildings, you'll see it across all towns, when they're left idle, they're not long going into, you know, disrepair and decay, and we need to make sure that that building is protected. It's a vital part of the town. Mm-hmm.
It certainly is, and it would be lovely to see something done with it as well. A big, big aspect, Colette, and we talk about it, I think, every year as well, of Tralee, is the different events and the festivals, I suppose, that are on during the year. So I suppose you've Féile na Bláth, you've Rose of Tralee and Féile na Hrálaí as well. They're a huge economic benefit to the town, and they bring a load of different visitors from all over the world in, really. Talk to us, I suppose, about how necessary they are to have them every year and to have them run so successfully every year.
They're huge, and I suppose, you know, Tralee Chamber is part of Chambers Ireland. We're the county chamber in Kerry, affiliated with the Chambers Ireland network. And I know from, you know, other colleagues across that network, Tralee is unique. Like, there is huge, huge efforts put in voluntarily by the business people throughout the year. These festivals that happen, Féile na Hrálaí, you know, Aidan Turner, Mark Sullivan there, who were former directors of the chamber, this is their time. They're not paid for this. This is their time they're putting into it. And Féile na Hrálaí was massive success this year. Féile na Mlaw, like Kerry County Council, to be fair as well, they partner with every festival that goes on in the county. And in Tralee, our Christmas programme this year, a full month of activities, all free for families to participate in. Kerry County Council and Tralee Chamber deliver that. And an awful lot of the work, you know, is done by volunteers throughout the year. So it's been phenomenal. But the festivals, starting with St. Patrick's Day Parade in March, right up to, or even the Chinese New Year in January, right up to Christmas, it is, without a doubt, one of the main economic drivers of the town. The footfall that comes into the town, the visitors, the locals, the spend, you know, it is vital for our vibrant town centre, really.
And you mentioned people giving of their time for free there as well. And that's a huge aspect as well, because obviously it's great to have people who have such pride in their town, I suppose, giving back and for the benefit of their town and for the benefit of other local businesses as well. It's a huge aspect, and I suppose it's part of what keeps a town like Tralee being so successful.
Yeah, look, you know, I suppose towns across Kerry, and I've been involved in other groups in the county over the years, and there is a great, I suppose in Kerry it's more normal to do it than not normal, you know, than abnormal. It's no big deal to volunteer. People just do it without thinking, and there's this moral obligation that people feel. And in Tralee, like, and I've been here for 4.5 years now in this role, I've never seen volume of volunteers. It's like a revolving door. Like, there is every business in the town nearly does something throughout the year, and you have people going out giving their time, whether it's through Tidy Towns or other charity organisations or groups, but they're out there. And the chamber itself, like, you know, we have a steering committee of 25. They're all voluntary. Our board are voluntary. Our president's voluntary. Then the summer we have our tourism kiosk there on the Mall. There's 30 people that are operating that voluntarily over the summer as well again. So it's huge, and the volunteer spirit in Tralee is, it's like no other.
It certainly is, and I suppose it ties me into my next question as well, because I was going to say to you about the Tidy Towns competition, because there was great success for Tralee this year as well. And again, people giving of their time, I suppose, to benefit their local community and their local town as well. How important is that for Tralee, and I suppose to get the recognition afterwards in the competition as well?
That's phenomenal. Like, you know, and like, this is no overnight success now. There's been a long history of Tidy Towns in Tralee, and there have been huge numbers over the years of different people. Some that aren't involved anymore, but they played a part in the success this year, you know, because it goes back a long way. And I often think of Billy Nolan from a chamber perspective. Billy was the president of the Chamber of Commerce in 1989, and he was secretary of Tidy Towns. Mm-hmm. And then you have, at the moment, I'm involved in both, and Kevin McCarthy, who was a former president of the chamber, is also in Tidy Towns. Mm-hmm. And we have a strong connection there. But, you know, Brendan O'Brien is chair, and Martha Farrell, and all the group there. There's like over 100 projects entered in this year, like, and there's again a massive amount of work going on there with businesses supporting and community. And you know, I had the luck of actually being in Dublin at the competition when the award was announced, and genuinely, you know, I suppose we're used to going up, and it's great to get the gold medal, and we're delighted. But what we got this year, I don't think any of us really expected to win that size. Like, it was, so it's phenomenal for the town, phenomenal.
It is. It's a fantastic achievement. And as I said, great to see that the hard work is paying off as well, because it is hard work that goes on behind the scenes as well. And people don't always realise how much goes into it. So, Colette, I suppose, based on the year that has just gone by and how successful that has been, maybe, and some of the plans maybe you have for next year, what would be some of the main priorities for the Chamber that you'd like to see even maybe progressed or work done on?
Yeah, I suppose from a chamber perspective, we launched our three-year strategic plan there at the end of 2024. So we're still working on projects within that. You know, the chamber is made up of three subgroups, and our steering committee, education focused, enterprise focused, and we have a Vibrant Tralee committee. Now, Sandra Rusk, our new president, like, Vibrant Tralee is a committee that she's been serving on for years herself. So there's a huge attention now on that particular area within the chamber. And what we really want is a vibrant town centre. You know, the Kerry County Council are doing great work there, improvements on Rock Street. Again, great investment seen there. We've seen that Fela Trolley were awarded quite significant funding last year, so we'd expect big things from them this year as well over the summer. But the Chamber's role, as always, is to support business, drive footfall into the town, lobby on behalf of the businesses, and really, you know, do whatever we can to make sure that our town remains vibrant. We're always looking for projects, always looking for people to get involved, very grateful for the people that are involved. But yeah, a vibrant town centre, that is the priority always for Tralee Chamber.
Fantastic. We'll look the very best of luck with it next year, and thanks again for talking to me this afternoon.
Thank you, Amber. Happy New Year.